calling customer service. How may I help you?
Hello, can you speak up a bit? I can't hear you, darling.
Can you hear me now? Is it better?
A little bit better. Yeah, my name's Christine Kelly, and I'm with your company with my internet. And I was just wondering, how come it's gone from $84.51 up to $88.60, and I didn't even get notified?
I'll just check. Give me a moment.
Thank you.
May I have your name once again?
Christine Ann Kelly, Unit 2, 10 to 12, Mitchell Avenue, Ashwood.
Yes, I can see that. Actually, what have happened, Christine, there is a rise on the plan fee of $4 for all the service provider, and this has been done by the NBN. So all the service provider across Australia has been instructed to put a fee hike of $4 on the plan fee.
Yeah, I'll be only $4 to some people, but I sit down and I budget my money down to the last, and I don't get paid now till next week, and I make sure I've got enough money to keep me going. So, you know, is it going to keep going up and up and up and up? Because I don't want to stay with your company if it's keep going up. It started off at $70-odd, now it's up to $88, and I'm only on the pension. And we don't get that much money to live on from the stupid government. And by the time I pay out all my bills and everything, that leaves me with roughly about $300 a fortnight. And sometimes my food shopping goes over $300 a fortnight. And I've got a cat and a dog and a budgie and myself to feed, and I help some.
So you're already getting a 5% discount on your total bill, right? So if I would advise you... Yeah, it will not go high anymore, okay? And also, we keep on designing new plans, Christine. Your contract with us is still live till the month of January next year. So in the month of January, we will surely give you a plan as per your usage, okay? We will design a plan as per your usage so that you will be happy to pay what... Yeah, you can afford. As of now, whatever the plan fee hike is, I cannot change that. You can just pay that. It will not be more than what you're paying now. Okay? And I'll put
What date next year? So not up there.
In the month of Jan, we will call you and we'll give you a plan as per... Yeah, we'll design a plan as per your usage. Okay?
Okay. Because I tried finding the number when I paid the bill or when you took it out of my bank last night at 7 o'clock at night. I thought, how come you don't have your number on the thing? I had to Google it to get the phone number to ring you.
You have called us right now. You have called the customer service number.
Yeah, but I had to Google it on my iPad. I had to Google up your phone number to get to you, so I could ring you.
On, it is mentioned on the invoice.
I don't get invoices, darling. I don't even get an email saying that my bill is due. I know it's due on the 18th of every month because I make sure the money's there to cover my bills. But I don't even get an invoice to saying how much it's going to be. They don't even send it to my email address. Have you
not
got my email address?
Yeah, it is joykelly1951@gmail.com.
Yes, lowercase?
Yeah.
Okay.
All in lowercase.
Okay. Okay, then, as long as I know it's not going to go up next month to another.
No, it will not go up. $4. It will be 87 as you're paying. And as I told you, I'll put a note on your account in the month of Jan. Once your contract is getting expired, we'll give you a plan as per your usage. And then you can renew your contract again with us. Okay?
Okay, then. What's your name?
My name is Kim.
Kim? Okay, thanks very much, Kim. You know, because it's very hard when you're on your own, Kim. I don't know how you, if you've got family or anything, or husband. I'm just here by myself, on my own.
I understand. It is not easy.
It's very hard. And I'm stuck at home 24/7 some days because I'm not very well. I'm a sick person. I don't want to spare you with my illnesses and everything, but I like to go out at least Saturday and Sunday, if I can afford to go to bingo with my friends. If I can't, I'm stuck at home, you know, with my cat and my dog to talk to. And watch the TV in front of my iPad, and I'm just, my children, they don't care if I live or die. And my grandchildren, I've got plenty of family, but I've got nobody in my family to even visit me, to ring me up and say, "Hi, Mum, how are you today?" You know. I'm here on my own, and I don't want to give you some story, but, you know, it's very hard when you see, oh, my God, the bill's gone up, you know.
Okay, I'll do one thing.
I wish our pension would go up a bit more than $14 every once a year, and the food goes up $30 more a fortnight, you know. It's very hard, Kim. I don't know if you... You're lucky you've got a job, you know. You work and you get paid every week. I get paid once a fortnight, $900 a fortnight. And by the time you pay our gas, electricity, water, internet, phone bills, and I make sure all that money's insurance for my funeral when I die. You know, I sit down and my calendar's like a diary to me.
Okay, I'll do one thing. Christine, I'll just speak to my accounts team. I'll see what best I can do for you. Okay?
Okay, and thanks a lot, Kim. I appreciate it. Sorry for being abroad.
No, it's okay. I understand. It's not so easy for a pensioner to survive. It's, you know.
Yeah, and I love my internet, you know. And I play on my iPad a lot, you know, so I need the internet. Sorry. Okay.
I'll speak to my accounts team. Let me see what best I can do for you. Okay? And give me 24 hours time. I'll give you a call back. All right?
Okay. Thanks very much, Kim. I'm sorry for being a pain in the ass.
No, it's not like that. You have been very sweet.
Okay, then. Thanks very much, Kim. I appreciate your time. Okay, well, I'll let you go. So I know you must be busy with thousands of other people like me.
Yeah, okay. I'll do one thing. I'll speak to my team and I'll see what best I can do for you. Okay?
Okay. Thanks very much, Kim. Have a nice day, darling.
No worries. Thank
you. God bless. Bye.